Vayter and Shasrin Daf Lamed Vav, picking it up on Lamed Vav on the very top line, next part of the Mishnah, Nistak and Nikav. So the Mishnah says that, just to refresh your memory just a little bit, Nistak, if it has a crack in it, if it's has got some sort of split, this is going to be a problem. Nikav, Chasakoshu, let's say it's a Nikav as a whole and it's lacking a little bit, then it's also going to be, it's going to be puzzle. But if it's Nikav, a low Chasakoshu, if it has a some sort of hole, but it's not a hole that something was dug out, but it was pushed into it, right? And so that's not lacking, then it's not chaser, anything that's going to be kosher. So on that, zok the heilige gemure. Tani ula bar chanina, nikav nekav mefulash. Let's say there's a nekav mefulash. A mefulash means, like we learned by Mr. Zervin, it goes straight through. So there's a hole that goes from one side to the other side. In such a case, this is going to be a problem, even b'mashu, even when it's just a little bit. V'she'enu mefulosh, and if it's not mefulosh, which means it doesn't go all the way through, then it's only going to be a problem of b'ki iser, if it's the size of an iser, which is a type of coin, and that's significantly larger. Rashi says, Tani ula b'chanina, anikav v'lo chaser. This is talking about when there's a hole, but there's not chaser anything. In such a case, then if it goes all the way through, it's a problem, but if not, then only if it reaches a circumstance or a size of an iser. Now, frek the Gemara, Ba'irava. Seemingly interesting, strange question. It says, Nolda be'esuk simani treifa mahu. Let's say that there's a type of treifas that shows up on an esuk. What would be the din? We know that there's something known as a treifa when it comes to animals. There are 18 treifas, things that are going to make it that it's no good. So what happens if you have a simon of a treifa on an esuk? What is going to be the din? We're going to see what this means as we go along. My kamibayle. What exactly is this question? What does that mean? E niklaf tanina. If you're talking about, is it some sort of treifa of niklaf that it was peeled? Tanina, our Mishnah already dealt with that. E, in the right, we said that if it's totally peeled, then it's going to be fine. E, nik, if he, and e nistak, and if you're talking about that it's got a crack in it, then also tanina, we dealt with that also. It's going to be a problem. E nikav tanina, and if you're talking about where there's a hole, tanina, we also learned about that. So kikumay barile, what was the question? Kidulam Rabbi Yochanan. Like Ula said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Reya shenishpecha kikison kishera. Reya is the lungs. If the lungs can be poured out like water, in other words, like a jug, then it's going to be kosher. It's not going to be treif. Rashi explains that we're talking about habasa shebesocha krum nimoach v'nase kemayim. That is that the flesh that is inside of the membranes, the krum, nimucha, melts, vinasakim, and makes it like water. So in between, the outer membranes are intact, the inside is all watery, then that's not going to be a treifa. V'amar Rava, and Rava said, v'hu dekaima simpona, this is talking about, I have to scroll this one over here, when it has the bronchial tubes. If the bronchial tubes are up and running, everything is still over there, and things are still put together, then everything is good and dandy. Halokami simpona trefa, but if not, then it's going to be a trefa. So we see now this is, you can compare this to an esrog. In esrog has the outer layer, and then it has a thick flesh inside it, and then inside that has the seeds that are in their own compartments going on. So now, if the seeds on the inside are like the simpona, and the outside is like the membrane of the lungs, and the inside is the fleshy part, that's the question in such a case. Halokami simpona treifa, so hachamai, what would be the case by us, by when it comes to the esrog? Says Rashi, imni muach v'kaimi simpona, the hainu chadrei azera shagarina besocham, that is the chambers for the seeds that are inside of them, they're good to go. So what's going to be the din? Dilma, maybe you'll say, hasam hu d'loshal be'avir, only in the case when we're dealing with the animal, where it's loshal be'avir, it's in the inside of the animal, it's totally protected. Therefore, hadar barbia, it's going to go back to becoming healthy. It can get back to a healthy state. Aval hacha d'loshal be'avir, but over here, where it's totally out in the open, and therefore it doesn't have the ability of getting better, then tzuchi misrachas, when it's definitely gets to a stage where it's near kevis, Rashi says, it rots. And in such a circumstance, once again, a relic, that therefore it's no good even right now. Maybe you would say, no, there's no difference between both cases. And even in this case, it would be okay as well. So says the Gemara, Tashima, we're going to try to answer it up. And it's not going to go so well. Toshima, esrog tafuach saruach. If you have an esrog, which is tafuach, which literally means blown up, or saruach, which means that it's all disgusting, right? It's all rotten. Or if you have a case of, now tafuach or saruach, also different mafarshim on this, but we're going to look at it that possibly that they're saying similar things. So the Gemara says, let's say if you have tafuach saruach or kavush. Kavush means something's pickled. Which means Rashi says bechometz bechardel in vinegar or in mustard shaluk, or if it's cooked, Rashi says mevushal beyoser a lot beor beroschen in hot temperature, hot waters, kushi lavan umenumer pasul, or if it's a kushi, it's all black, lavan, it's all white, umenumer, or if it's menumer, which means spotted, like a leopard, it's called an amer. Havias kanamer means like a leopard, so because it's all spotted. Puzzle is going to be puzzle. Esrog kador, if you have an esrog like a ball, it's very circular, it's very round, also puzzle. V'yishomim afatiyom, and some say even a tiyom, as she says, it's shnaim dvukim yachad, like Siamese twins esrogim, they grow up together. Esrog aboser, if you have esrog aboser, which we learned in a number of places, that it means it's not yet completely ripe. Rashi says it's small, that a boser is katan kipula, love it, it's small like a white beans, like white lentils. Rabbi Kiva poser, Rabbi Kiva says it's no good. The Chacham Machshir and the Chacham say it's fine that size. Gidlo b'dfus v'asau kemin bria cheres. If you grew it in a tfus, in a mold, in other words, it has like you want it to be a particular shape, and you make it the shape of something that does not look like an esrog. You make it like some other bria entirely. Pasul, it's going to be no good. Katani mias. Now from this whole brass, so what do we see though? It says tafuach and saruach. Both those cases are going to be no good. Now, seemingly, as the Gemara is asking now, my love to fuach mi b'chutz zeruach mi b'fnim. It sounds like that the Gemara asks, my love to fuach mi b'chutz zeruach mi b'fnim, doesn't mean that tafuach, that it has this messed up situation going on the outside, and that saruach, the shastiness, is mi b'fnim on the inside, which sounds like that what are we dealing with? That tafuach means the outside, that the outer layer of it is getting messed up a little bit. And when it talks about the idea of saruach, that it's talking about the fact that the inner part, the more of the basar of it itself, the thickness of it, the thick part of it, is all melted, and it became like all watery. And in such a circumstance, what does it say? That it's no good. And it sounds like that's the similar case of the lung case. So therefore we have a raya that's not going to be good. Says Gemara, lo, you don't have a raya, because both cases of tafuach and saruach are talking about on the outside. Velo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha de tafach al gav, I'm sorry, I skipped a word. Ha de tafach af al gav de lo sarach. Ha de sarach af al gav de lo tafach. What it's coming to tell you is two different dinim. Either one of these is going to cause it to be that it's no good, but we don't have a raya to our question either way. Zokta Gemara. Amar Mar. Now, we know it said, we just said that esrog kushi pasul, right? That if esrog that is black, Rashi says that means literally it comes from Kush, it comes from Ethiopia. So that's Rashi of the Mishnah. Amar Mar, esrog kushi pasul. Ay, Vatanya, right? This is a statement we just said now in the Braisa, but also we said that in our Mishnah. Vatanya, we have another Braisa which comes and says, kushi kasher, if it's an Ethiopian one, that it's going to be kasher. Doma the kushi pasul, but it's only if something is like an Ethiopian esrog, then it's going to be pasul. It's going to be no good. Rashi says doma the kushi shagadol kan v'reihu shachor. It actually grows over here. A doma the kushi situation is when it's not from Ethiopia, but it's from here, but it's black. Then it's going to be pasul. Rashi says shenidmahu. It looks like it's black. However, aval kushi atzmo haynu tam de kasher de orchoyu. Rashi uses a great word there. Skip this. Shedidmahu counterfeit. It looks like it's counterfeit. In other words, it's black, but it's not actually from Ethiopia. So doma l'kushi, that's going to be pasul. How do we understand this? Says Gemara, Amar Abaye, ki tana nami masnisa. No, understand that when our Mishnah said that it's a problem, when it says that a kushi is a problem, it's really doma l'kushi tana. It really was talking about something. It's doma l'kushi, but not if it was a kushi. itself. If it's a real deal, it's really from Ethiopia, then it's good. But if it's a black one that didn't grow in Ethiopia, it's going to be no good. Rava says a different answer. He says, Lokasha, Nisli Nishkin Akasha. Why? Because Halan, Valahu. When it says in the Brisa that came up later, which said that it's going to be, when it says that it's going to be good, that's Halan, that's talking about us, because in Bavel, that was near Kush, so therefore it made sense that they would have these type of estrogim, and therefore it would look beautiful to them, that type of thing. It's called Hadar, Bahalahu. And when it says that it's going to be no good, right, the Brisa says no good, it's talking about people in Eretz Yisrael. Even if you have a genuine Ethiopian esrog, it's going to be no good in Eretz Yisrael because it's not there, and therefore nobody considers that it's something which is beautiful. Okay, now, next we said a statement in the Brisa, Esrog HaBoser, Rabbi Kiva Poser Chom HaKshirin. When it comes to an Esrog HaBoser, which is very small, Rabbi Kiva says no good, Chom, and say that it's good. Now we find another idea that says the following. I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says, Rabbi Akiva, v'Rabbi Shimon, Amru Davar Echad. Rabbi Akiva, who just said what he just said, that if it's going to be boast, it's going to be no good. And Rabbi Akiva, that says something similar. Rashi says, Rabbi Akiva, the Amr, the Ad Gmar Bishule, Lo Av Esrog, until it finishes its ripeness. It's not ripe enough. It's not considered a Lo Av Esrog pre. It's not called a pre. Rabbi Shimon, who we're going to see also, says something very similar. Amud Arecha, they say the same principle. Rabbi Akiva, Hadam, like we just said. Rabbi Shimon, Mahi, where do we see what he says? The time we learned in the Mishnah, and Mahi, so Rabbi Shimon, Poter, it says, Sogim, Bekotam. Rabbi Shimon says that when you have a Sogim that are very small, they're going to be Poter from digging off Maiser. Oh, so what do you see? You see, very nice, right? Just like it must be, because it considers like it's not a priest. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon is saying the same as Rabbi Akiva. Amalei Rabbi says, Lav Dafka, Dilmaloi, maybe not. Adkan Lokomer, you know, he's coming against Rabba, one is connected to. Dilmaloi, Adkan Lokomer, Rabbi Akiva Hacha over here when he says that the Esrog, when it's by Boser, that it's going to be no good, is because the Ba'in and Hadar, Veleka, it needs to be beautiful. And that's not considered beautiful. Amal Hasam, Kirabanan's real. Maybe over there, he holds like the Rabbanan, who the Rabbanan hold, that even by Boser, you're going to be Chayiv and Maisos. Again, Rabbi Shimon, so maybe you agree over there. Inama, you could say, well, the flip on Rabbi Shimon, Adkan Lokomer, Rabbi Shimon Hasam. Rabbi Shimon doesn't say when it comes to Meiser, that by Boser it's going to be Potter. Because the pasuk says Aser to Aser is called Tavuas Zarecha. Right? What does that mean? That only Kederach Shabbani Adam Motzin Lizriel, when people go and they take it out by when they're going planting it. In other words, when it really gets to the proper size. Maybe over here that we can say he holds like the Chachamim that even by Boser an Esrog is going to be good. So don't tell me that these things are the same, because maybe Rabba, they're actually not the same. Beep, turn the page, I'm above my base. And that's all I got to say about that. Vasu lo midi. There's nothing else to talk about over here. Discussion closed. Now, the next part of the statement of the Braisa that we said was, is Gidlo betfus vaso kamin bria cheres pasal. If you go and you grew it in a tfus, in a mold, and like a different type of creation, then it's going to be pasal. Amarava, lo shanu ele kamin bria cheres. We're only talking about if you did it to look like something else completely entire, it doesn't look like an esrog. Aval kibriaso kasher. But if you did it in a way like its own bria, its own thing, like an esrog, it's going to be kasher. So it's more pshita, obviously. Kamin bria cheres, Tanya. Bryce says it's a problem, it's kamin bria cheres. So if you make it like itself, it should be fine. Answers a Gemara, lo tzricha davida dape. It's when the mold that it was put into, Rashi says, Davida dape dape, kemin crush him, like different boards. Kim galgal shirichayim, it's like the wheel of a millstone. And, shalmayim, a water wheel. That's also called like briyaso. It's not in a way that it comes like in and then out and then in and then out, like these deep grooves over there, and it looks like a water, like those wheels that the water goes in and it's circular, etc. So the point is that also is going to be okay, because it is the type of shape of an esrog. It's just a little bit exaggerated. Itmar esrog shenekavu akvarim. Let's say you have an esrog that you got mice that came along and they had a little bit a snack, right? They started to like bite into it. What's the din? And obviously they have like a hole over there. Amarav ain't zahadar. Rav says this is not beautiful anymore. This is a problem. Is there any really? Is it a problem? Rav Chanina, we know, we'd go ahead and take his esrog and he would dip it and he would eat a little bit of it. Oh my goodness. Rashi says, V'nafik v'yotzi d'chavasa b'nosai m'varcha l'vi make a bracha on this. And why does it say matbil? Because anytime a person goes in to eat, I eat tibol haya. That's how they used to do it, like we saw something more in Pesachim, Dafka Zayin, Amid Beis. But in any event, what do we see? We see that he used to go out and take a little bite out of it, and yet it was still okay to use. It must be that it was still called hadar. Well, the Rebbe Chanina, Kashim as Nisan. Hold on one second. According to Rebbe Chanina, who's bringing out, who brought this whole story over here that he said he used to go ahead, Rebbe Chanina, he would go and he would eat it, clearly is a problem with our Mishnah itself, right? The Rebbe Chanina, Kashim as Nisan. Because our Mishnah says that if it's missing a little bit, then it's going to be a problem. So how could you say that it's going to be okay? So clearly that's the problem. So Bishlam as Nisan, Rebbe Chanina, Lokasha. Okay, obviously we know, or we can make it work by saying, well, Rabbi Sis is not a kasha. Why? Because it can't be Yom Tov Rishon. We could just say our Mishnah is talking about Yom Tov Rishon. That's going to be a problem. It's missing a little bit. But can't be Yom Tov Sheini, and where Chanina is talking about that it's going to be okay, even when there's a little bit bitey bite taken out of it. It's talking about day two. Elo Rav kasha. But according to Rav, now we have a problem. Rav said this is not called hadar, and Rashi says the el darav darma ein zahadar kasha der bechanina da afilu b'sheni nami l'rav lo nafik. Even to day two, you're not going to be yotze. Not only day one, even day two. You know why? Because the mitzvah daha mitzvah durabin, it needs to be beautiful. Why? You want day two to have to be. Holomaskir shem shamayim alav. You're making a bracha on it. Kedamar b'reish pirka and yavish pasul. Lo shtabi yom tovishon. Lo shtabi yom tovsheni. V'ukim the debayin and hadar v'leka. It needs to be beautiful. We don't have that anymore. So what you going to do now? Amalach harav shiny akbarim demisi. It's disgusting. Only lacking hadar if it's a mouse that came along. If it's a bunch of mice that bit into it, because that's mice. That's gross. That's disgusting. But if a person did it, then that wouldn't be a problem. That wouldn't be an issue of hadar, and therefore you'd be okay. Yigidahamri. There's someone look at this a whole other way. Amarav, Zeh Hadar. This is considered beautiful, even when you have the mouse doing it. Because he would go ahead and you would bite from it, it wouldn't be a problem. In fact, the Gemara, Rav Chanina, Akasha, Mesisan, Rav Chanina, Akasha, says, Lo Akasha, because Kam Yom Tov Rishon, Kam Yom Tov Sheni. What's Kam Yom Tov Rishon? And the one is Kam Yom Tov Sheni. It only needs to be complete on Yom Tov Rishon, but Yom Tov Sheni it doesn't, and therefore we've answered up for Rav Chanina. Those are the two different ways that we learn this out. Zokta next, continuing. So Katal, you have a small esrog. That's a machlok, as we said in the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir says a small, says a lot of B, is a egos, a walnut, and Rabbi Huda says beitza, kebeitza, an egg. Omar Rafram Bar Papa. Kemachlokas kan, just a good machlokas over here. Kach machlokas ba'avonim mikruzalos, with stones, that are the sharp stones that were used in order back in the day when people used to go to the bathroom. They didn't have toilet paper. They used to use different stones. This is a throwback to Shabbos, the Pei Aleph. So, Kach Machlokas Bavon Markozios. That what are you allowed to use on Shabbos? It's a Tanya. Shabbos, Shalosh Avonim Mikruzolos, Mutter Lachnis, Bebesakise. The three stones you're allowed to go and bring with you into the bathroom. The Kamishir, and what's the size? Rabbi Meir Omer Ke'egos, the size of an egos. Rabbi Huda Omer Ke'beitza, the size of a beitza. So we see that the similar Shiurim is what they use over here. Farshim speak out that this is just a way of remembering what they say. It's not parallel, because one's talking about the biggest size, one's talking about the smallest size. But anyway, point is that just remember the point of what you're allowed to do. Now, what are we saying? Is an Isidra Banan and Muksa. But they said that in order for Kavod HaBrios, they're allowed to go ahead and use these rocks to be able to go ahead and wipe oneself. Uvigadol, and when it's the big one, Kadesh Yochas, what's the maximum size? How big is that to be? Either you could hold two in one hand, or that was Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Yossi had said that even if you could hold only, you have to use two hands, hold one of them, if you're able to do that, then that's okay. Tanya, we learned in Abraisa, I'm Rabbi Yossi, Maisib Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva, Shabbat, Rabbi Sekinesiv, Esrog, Al Ksefo, he came into the shul, and he had an Esrog on his shoulder. It was huge. So we see, he says he can be even bigger. I'm a Rabbi Huda, he says, Bisham Raya, bring your Raya from there. Hafim Amrulo, Ein Zahadar. They responded to him right away and said, sorry, my friend, that's not considered hadar. Let us begin the next Mishnah. Zokta Heilige Mishnah. Ein Ogdenes Halulav El Bamino. You're only allowed to go out and be ma'aged, igor, according with its own min. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda says it's sarich eged. So you can only do it with its own min. The Gemara is going to explain the reasoning. We did speak about the concept of if you used another min, so then it's going to end up being five minim, and that's a problem, right? Anyway, you know, it's its own min. Rabbi Meir Omer Afilu Bechut. B'mishicha, even really any kind of string you're allowed to go ahead and use in order to wrap it up. I'm Rabbi Meir. Meir says, Ma'isa b'anshe Yushalayim shayu ogdim es lulveim begimonios shel zav. There's a story about the great people in Yushalayim. They used to go ahead and he would wrap it up with chutei zav kafufim gegimon al shem halochuf ka'agmon. They would wrap it up with these golden strings, which clearly were not of its material, any type of material. Armulo, they said back to him, no, nice try. It was Bamino Yogdenoso Milmata. The gold that they used to do was just Lashemitz's, it was just a Noibalma. First, they would use its own min, and then it would put that on top of it. Zakta Heligamar, Amarava, Rava says, Afilu Besiv, Afilu Beikra de Dikla. We saw this earlier, right? The Gemara was talking about that it doesn't have to be, hadar, it doesn't have to be beautiful, because it says you're allowed to use the different parts of the tree that aren't so nice, they don't look like it. It says even besiv, this is the ivy, and even the beikra, the dikla, the stuff that on the actual trunk of the tree itself, you're allowed to go and use to go ahead and to put these things together. V'yomer Rav, Rav says, my time Rabbi Huda, what's pshat? Because kasavar that he says, it has to be its own min, kasavar lulav tzarech eged, like I said. V'yomaisi mina achrina v'chamisha mina, if you brought another one, it would be five different minim, and you only, five different species, you only have four, lulav, hadasa, maravasin, and esrog. But if you end up bringing another type of thing to wrap it up, when you need to do eged, then it becomes something which is necessary, and therefore you add a fifth min. V'yomer Rav, mina aminala, where do I know this from? Where do I know that I'm allowed to actually use these things? The sieve, ikra, the dikla, mina, the lulva, it's considered the lulav itself. And I'm going to leave you with that question, my friends. And we're going to pick up with this tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.